Why am I here? Why am I here? Why do you speak?
Why are you here?
Because I want something.
Okay.
And I understand.
Okay. What do you want?
I feel like I'm waiting for some completion of this knowing. This that you speak is clear. I know of what you speak in my mind. And experientially, I know. Or I knew. It's a memory now. And the memory helps my cognition. But I feel like I'm waiting still for the completion of this knowing to, as if there's more. And I wonder if that is an infinite more or if there's an event in time.
And what is it that tells you there is more? That you need more? What is it that tells you that now?
Thought.
Thought, okay.
Feeling.
Okay. Thoughts and feelings. So let's take thoughts. So just put that thought on one side. For the moment, the thought that says, I need more, I need to be completed, I need to be enlightened. Just leave that thought on one side. Without that, what is there to be completed? What is there to seek more? Is there any impulse? If you don't refer to thought, is there any impulse to resist the now and seek the not now?
No.
Okay, so it's just a single thought, because we only know one thought at a time. It's just one little thought that lasts, what, 2 seconds? I need more than this. Yeah? That thought alone, just that thought, little ripple, is determining that you, and you are obviously not that thought, yeah, because the thought just comes. So, but that thought, that little almost nothing thought, is telling you, if it is independent of that thought, that you need something more, that you need to be completed. So now, instead of referring to that thought, refer to yourself. Ask yourself if you need more in this moment. What does your experience say? Exactly. And this absolute ease that is your experience, this I don't need something more-ness of your current experience, is it truly obscured when a little thought bubbles up? Can thought really veil or disturb that absolute. I don't need moreness.
No.
So the thought doesn't have to be battled with. It doesn't even have to be gotten rid of. It didn't veil to begin with. That this natural ease. And the more that thought is looking for is this natural ease, which was there all along. That is the more that you are looking for. And the more that thought is looking for is this natural ease, which was there all along. That is the more that you are looking for. That is how silly the more thought is. It's the wave that seeks water.
In this moment, there's a feeling sense or a recognition that's deeper than concept. Yes.
That's apart from the thought, we could say behind the thought, but it's not really behind. That behind the thought, or independent of the thought, there is no seeking for more. And I can see that that's your... We could all see that that silence came because you simply couldn't find a motive in yourself to leave the now. Okay, so now there's the more thought has a deeper root in the body, which is the more feeling. Yeah, so you're quite right. It's somehow not enough just to dismiss the little more thought and think that's it, because there's something that is less clearly defined in us, something that lives in the body which keeps generating the more, the I need more thought. Even though we may see how silly it is, nevertheless, just seeing that is not enough. It seems to have, these I need more thoughts seem to be generated from an unknown source, and this unknown source is the body. The feelings in the body, the deeper root of the I need more thought. So, explore this feeling in just the same way that we explored the thought. It's a more sensitive kind of exploration, because the thought is clearly defined. You can see it floating by the window. It's clearly defined. It has a form, it has a duration, it has a length, it has a sound, it comes and goes, but the feeling is nebulous and amorphous and can't be located, and yet we know it's there. I feel I need something, that this subliminal impulse to avoid the now. So we have to be very sensitive. Go in your experience to the feeling. The feeling impulse that just impels you out of the now towards something, what we're calling more, anything but this.
It's a grip, it's a solid sense of being a solid.
Perfect, yes. And this feeling, which is a sensation, a kind of cramp or a contraction in the body, is generating thoughts that impel us towards objects and activities and substances and relationships. And so this feeling is the kind of the storehouse where all these thoughts and desires and fears, where they're all generated from. So go right into that feeling, right to the heart of that feeling. Ask yourself, is this feeling really inherently propelling me towards the future? What is this feeling telling you before you've added a label? I need more. Just the raw feeling. Can you be with the raw feeling before you've added a thought to it, before you've added a label? Is it really impelling you away from the now? Is this feeling telling you that you need more? It may be uncomfortable. What is the feeling telling you to do?
That's a hard one, but I want to say protect.
Okay, so now, even below that feeling, there is something even deeper than that feeling that is being protected, that is vulnerable. Yes? Even subtler than the protective feeling. Yeah? So, go there. What does it need protection from? Is it really being threatened?
No, not that I'm aware of.
How would it be to let that, whatever it is, this almost nameless, formless feeling of vulnerability, just to leave it totally exposed, without protection? Is it dangerous?
I don't know.
But it's good, because we're no longer talking about the feeling of wanting more.
Right.
That seems to have evaporated, yes. We've now gone to something which is deeper down in the system. A feeling of fear, a feeling of protection, of vulnerability, which was underneath the I need more thought and feeling.
Right, definitely. Yeah.
So just slowly allow yourself to, as it were, go through these layers. Because it's the feeling of vulnerability that gives rise to the feeling of protection or fear. And that in turn gives rise to the feeling of, I need to get away from this. That in turn gives rise to the thoughts, I want more. That in turn gives rise to the way we act and relate in the world. The way we act and relate in the world is just the froth, just the manifestation. But what it's a manifestation of lives in here, buried. And as long as it's buried, as long as it's not clearly seen for what it is, it can rule the show behind the scenes. And we wonder why, year in, year out, after all the therapy, after all the everything, whatever it is that we do, that there is still this impulse. Why do we keep doing it? Why is there still this suffering? Why is there still, I want more? Being expressed in whatever particular way that we do it. And it's because we've been too afraid to go to the root, to the core of this sense of I need more, which is this very vulnerable, something that needs protecting. But when we go there and ask it, what it needs. It doesn't tell us that it needs protecting. What is that raw feeling actually telling me? And we find it's not telling me anything. It's not telling me any more than this sensation is telling me. What is the sensation of your hand on the chair telling you? Nothing. There are no implications to it. Do we have to seek because of it? Do we have to resist because of it? There are no implications to it. In other words, there's nothing left to impel us out of the now to seek happiness or enlightenment or love or whatever name we want to give it. What we were seeking turns out to be this very now, the ease, the total absence of resistance, this intimacy with all experience. That was what the separate self was seeking, but that was what the separate self was veiling. Its very search for that was the veiling of that, or is the veiling of that. That's why the separate self can never have what it wants. It can only die in it. Like the moth that can never touch the flame. It longs for the flame, but can only die in it. It's okay for it just to be on the surface, exposed. It thrived on not being exposed, on not being clearly seen. As long as it was not clearly seen, it could make us believe that it needed protecting. But when it's clearly seen, we clearly see that it doesn't need protecting. That there is no inherent impulse in it to avoid the now, to seek the more, which is just another name for enlightenment, to seek happiness, to seek something else, to seek what is not. That's where it begins, right deep down in the system, this place that we daren't go to. For you, where it's really at is in this feeling buried in the body that seems to be telling you that you are a separate self resisting experience that needs to think or act or relate or acquire in some way in order to keep this feeling at bay. So do the opposite. Just be very loving with this feeling. Allow it to totally be completely exposed. And just ask it, what are you really telling me? Are you telling me that I have to run from the now? And we see that all this wanting more is just a way of not fully feeling this. As long as we don't fully feel it, then the I need more story keeps going. It seems to be valid. But allow this formless, nameless, vulnerable feeling to come right up and just ask it, what are you telling me? Are you really telling me to flee? To avoid, to seek? Or are you actually just totally okay? Do you really propel me out of the now, or are you just made out of experiencing? No impulse there to avoid or seek.
Thank you.
Thank you.